My name is Bill Sutter. You folks have had this discussion almost every time you get together. The focus right now seems to be the tunnel vision on lobster, but every other fishery has the same issues of excess capacity, latent effort, and so forth. So we are legislating, we are addressing the issues are much broader and should be all encompassing of the problem for all the fisheries. How do we address latent effort? How do we enable access into fisheries over time? How, more importantly, how do we match effort to the resource for a sustainable yield? Those are the issues that you have to be thinking of going forward, not just what do we do for the lobster fishery, for the scallop fishery, for the urchin fishery, and whatever. So think a little broader on this issue because it applies to all of them, and the same pain is going to apply across the board, I can guarantee it.
And very aware of that. And we've been talking about the ones people are questioning the most here, but I think that's exactly why we as a committee decided that the department should be developing fishery management plans. That we need to develop those with the basis, the best of our ability in science, and be looking more broadly at the relationships between one fishery or the ecosystem and the health of a resource, and the health of the resource impact on those other environment and other resources. Because it's not something that we can just map out and say, well, science tells us this is exactly how it works, and right over here, if I put my finger on this spot off the coast, I can tell you exactly how all these resources are going to interact. We'll never get there. But we can identify what we do know and identify things that we don't have a handle on that deserve some research, and do our best to get an understanding of what those relationships are and apply them to how we try to manage all of our resources sustainably. And that really is the aim of what we had adopted for guidelines for the department and any other fishery management plans. We share your interest in having sustainable practices around all of our fisheries.
Senator Johnson, further to your reference to fisheries management plan development on the state level, I heard you earlier say you ran afoul of federal law when it came to that lobster issue. And I know that federal law certainly applies heavily in the ground fishery. Is there any discussion at the state level of trying to take a little more power for the state to legislate and do regulations and a little less federal oversight?
Yeah, we'll just go down to Washington and throw our weight around. But I think actually putting together a fishery management plan in which we can lay out and say, this is how we believe is the best way to manage the resource and present what there might be for problems from federal regulations in that context and ask for help with it, is a much stronger position to try and get some change at the federal level than for us to simply say, well, we don't really have a handle on this resource, this fishery, but we'd like to change your regs around it so we can do something different. So I would say right now, no, but as we bump into those in developing fishery management plans, that would be an excellent point to push for changes that we felt were justified by what we saw in these fisheries.
Anybody who hasn't had a chance to ask a question yet? Oh, in the back of the room.
And another thing I'll just add about fishery management plans that is kind of a good thing about them is that you're talking about issues and debating pros and cons of certain issues, not under the gun of having a problem that's got to be fixed immediately. And very often what the legislature gets is, hey, we have a problem, you have to fix it. And you're always working in kind of a vacuum. You don't get all the facts because it's an emergency and it's an urgent solution that's needed. In the proactive approach of a fishery management plan, you have the pressure off and you can really discuss the implications and the ramifications and the consequences of making certain decisions. And so I know there are those who don't like fishery management plans, but I would I'd just give a plug from that standpoint.
Any time the federal government is willing to give up some authority, we're happy to take it, but I don't seem inclined to do that on any fisheries that are, they tend to be quite want protective of that authority so far.